The GAA Programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, catering for clubs and schools with customised team wear.
Gaeaf agus Fáilte, go Gaeaf and Clár, come on Luke Lasky, and a shock on a show with me, Tom Comack, with you as always on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock. And another bumper programme lined up for you. But first of all, my thanks to Oisín Kelly, who sat in for me last week. Delighted to be back in the hot seat again tonight, and it's a pretty cold one out there, so... just put on the fire and open the oven door if you haven't, and you can listen to us for the next half hour. So, as I said, a very busy programme. Coming up on tonight's programme, we're going to be joined by Tom Bug Gillespie and Niall Friel, the manager and captain of the Gweedore Under 21 team that won a first ever Ulster title for the club and a first ever Ulster Under 21 club championship in the league for Donegal. The weekend before last, when they defeated Derry champions Lavi in a very exciting final in Belfast. And we'll also hear tonight from, well, another Gweedore man, in actual fact, John Bosco Gallagher. He has guided Coláiste Alley Ulster to an Ulster Senior Schools O'Doherty Cup final. Another first for the Donegal or the Letterkenny College, and we'll be joined by John Bosco shortly. And of course, it's Donegal finals of the Score Centre this weekend as well. And we'll hear from Fergus McGee, the Donegal Efiga Gaeilge agus Cultura in a couple of moments. But first of all, just to remind you once again that, another busy weekend coming up. Or is there going to be a busy weekend? Obviously, the beast from the east is on its way and has arrived in parts of the country. We're not sure are the games going to go ahead. Looking unlikely at the moment. We're just wondering maybe what you think of, maybe should the GAA decide maybe to call them off at this stage rather than leave it until the last minute, because people are making arrangements on one thing and another. 086 60 25000 is the number we'd love to hear you from if you want to make any comment on that. Should the GAA make that decision, or should they wait, as I say, until Friday, until they see what pans out tomorrow and Friday? But the forecast certainly for the east of the country and the northeast, not good. So it's just wondering if games can go ahead. And of course, they just don't have to consider about playing surfaces anymore. You have to think of the safety of supporters and people travelling to games and teams making the long journeys from one side of the country to the other. So a lot to consider. So just wonder, should the GAA maybe make the decision a little sooner? The FAI have made a decision today to cut off all their games at the weekend. But that's for another day, sure. And if you have something to say about it, sure, we'd love to hear you on 086 60 25000. You can call us out on any topic you want to maybe raise, or any issue you want to talk to, or you have maybe any questions for some of our guests tonight. And it's, first of all, as I said, it's Score Centre finals in Donegal on Friday night. I suppose the first question we have for Fergus McGee. Fergus, first of all, good night to you. But the first question we have for you, is it going to go ahead?
Good evening, Tom, and thanks very much for giving us the opportunity on your show. As always, very, very useful to give Score a wee promotion. Yeah, Tom, we're hoping that... I mean, what we're doing is basically playing it by ear, to be honest with you, because it's hard to tell. We have another event actually tomorrow night, and that we have Tran na Gaeilge Bord, which is an Irish language quiz, and the finals of that are next Friday night. That would be the Donegal bout of that, and then on the Friday night on the 9th in the Athletic Grounds in Armagh is the Ulster final, and there's usually three teams from Donegal go through. You know, the first, second, and third team from our own county final goes through. That's a question. That's for Seacht in the Gaeilge, and it's all Ask Gaeilge in the Keshney League, Ask Gaeilge. So we're seeing how that'll work. That's meant to be in the Mount Errigal tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock, starting at 8 o'clock. Then we're set for the county final of Score in Glenfinn at 7:30 on that's on Friday night on the 2nd, and we're hoping that everything will hold up. And just looking at the spread, there's actually 16 clubs have got through to the county final, you know, in the various categories. We had two semi-finals. We had one in Muff and we had the other one in Glenties, and 20 clubs in total, like I said, took part. And out of that, actually 16 of them have got through, Tom, you know.
Yeah. Is that 20 figure good, or is it a good return, or is my recollection that maybe it may be bigger in the last couple of years?
We got up to 22 there. We got up to 25 even one year. But this year we had a few things just went against us in the various semi-finals. Score Shinshire, Tom, is becoming very, very difficult to keep it going. Score Nanaug now is great for us this year. We had 30 clubs, but score Sinsher's different, really. The score in an og, you get big crowds, you get the parents, the grandparents, you know, the relatives, the aunts, the uncles and that. Score Sinsher, very often it's just the competitors themselves, you know, that turn up for the competition. And that was certainly the case this year in Muff and in Glenties. But saying that, the quality was the standard was very, very high, and hopefully on Friday night we'll see that as well. We have
go through what we have.
Yeah, we have Rinkifornia now, and the Rinkifornia, that's the Killy Dancing, and actually, unfortunately, there's only one club in the county for that, and that's St. Noel's, so they'll be there. And the solo singing, that will be hotly contested. There was a lot took part in that, but the four that got through were Darrow O'Beale from Dunlow and Ryan Ivers from Uris, Brigid McGarrigle from Neave Breach, and Sinead Nigonal from St. Eunan's. That's in the solo singing competition. And the recitation, then we have John Gallagher from Glenfinn, Iago Devaney from Neave Murrah, Andy McGranahan from St. Eunan's, and Noreen McGarvey from Dunlow. So that's going to be a very, very stiff competition there as well. And the ballot group section, then we have Glen Swilly, Robert Emmett's, and St. Noel's. And again, that's going to be a tough one to call. And in the Leru, which is the replacement for what was used to be known as the Novelty Act, we have Neave Murrah, and then we have Gidore as well in there, and Glen Swilly. So two of those in the Irish language and one in the English language. So they're going to be a stiff competition there. In the instrumental music, then we have Neave Padraig from Muff, Glen Swilly and Uris are taking part in that. And then we'll finish it out tonight with Trán na Geist and the Killy Beggs, Planet Gales, Neave Columba and Erua Balashani are the four clubs that are taking part in that. So some great competitions there, apart from, like I said, the Cayley Dancing. But even the Cayley Dancing, you know, St. Noel's have put a lot of work in this year as well, so hopefully they can give a better showing in Ulster this year. And the big news really, Tom, is that the Ulster semi-final is going to be in Burtonport. So the Dunlow GAA club is going to be hosting the Ulster semi-final involving Donegal, Tyrone, Armagh and Cavan. And that's on the 10th of March, and it's at 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. in Burtonport. And that's one that, you know, the standard will be very high of the Donegal County champions, Tyrone, Armagh and Cavan. So that's certainly going to be a night hopefully not to be missed, and I hope we get a good crowd along to support that in Burtonport. I don't think Score was ever in Burtonport at that level before. I know we had Donegal semi-finals in it, but to have an Ulster semi-final, I think it's another step.
Yeah, I was talking to Eugene McGarvey last week. He was pretty excited about it, all right.
Eugene McGarvey's putting in a mountain of work into this thing himself now, to be honest with you, and the amount of work that he did and the way that he organised the last one, and he will be Faratí. He'll be doing Faratí on the night. Indeed, he's a busy man, because on Friday night he's going to be Moisher na Geist. He's going to be the quiz master in the quiz in Glenfinn as well. And Eddie Moy from Glenfinn will be doing Faratí for us up there. But yeah, Eugene has been a tremendous addition to the Score committee since he came on board. And, you know, he is a great way with people. And he has certainly brought the Dunlow Club very, very much on board there, you know.
And just remind us again, it's in Glenfinn.
It's in Glenfinn at 7:30 on Friday night, and hopefully weather permitting. And the other big thing this year, it's the new county chairman is Mick McGrath. He has asked that the county final this year, that it be streamed live. So Bradis and Ed Byrne and the boys will be down to get that rigged up. So it will be going out live on Facebook, I guess, and stuff like that.
That's on the Donegal GAA page, is
it? Yeah, exactly, yeah. So that's something, and it's just to see.
And when will you make a decision in relation to it?
The decision in relation to that will in relation to the Trán na Geist, first of all, that'll be tomorrow around about 11:30, 12 o'clock. We'll probably have a look at it, and probably the following day about the same time, to be honest with you.
You'll have a pitch inspection.
Yeah, it's again a pitch inspection, Tom, exactly. Well, it's a road inspection, I suppose, to say that safety is, of course, of the utmost. We're unfortunate because, you know, with Scorn and Og, when we had it as well, we had the final of that, and we had a very good final of it up in Ballintra. And funny, out of all the nights that we picked, that was the night of the snow, and there was some of them didn't get home till a very late hour, and that was Scorn and Og, it was young people. At least this time it's it's adults, you know what I mean, and they're more capable of knowing, you know, whether or not they can travel or not. So we'll make an informed decision, hopefully, Tom, on the Tranagesh board. That'll be tomorrow, and then on the score itself on Friday morning.
Fergus, thanks a million for that, and hopefully everything can go ahead at the weekend, and I know you put a lot of work into it. Fergus McGee there, the Donegal FAGO Culture August Changa, and that score, Shenshire final, as he said, is on in Glenfenn on Saturday or Friday night, 7:30, and it can be a very good night entertainment, and I'm sure there'll be a big crowd turning up as well for that Ulster semi-final in Burtonport. I think he said, or Fergus said, March the 10th. But, scoring and Og activities, we turn our attention to Ulster schools activities. And, Kalash Thali yesterday defeated Ballybay Community College in Monaghan in Garvahy up in Tyrone to win the O'Doherty Cup. That's a senior competition. It's the first ever Ulster crown for the Letterkenny School, and I'm delighted to see him joined on the line by their manager, John Bosco Gallagher. John just seems to have disappeared on us for the moment, but the Kalash, the Ali, won that pretty convincing in the end, 3-12 to 2-10. An exciting game. They led for most of the tie, and we were, 10 points to 2 up at half time. Got a goal early in the second half. Mikey Sweeney got that goal, and then, Ballybay came back at them and actually drew level with about 5 minutes to go, and it looked with Ballybay playing with the wind and the snow on their backs that they were going to win it. But two goals turned the tie, and certainly Mikey Sweeney got the second of those from a penalty spot after Owen McGeehan was pulled down, and the third came in the dying minutes from Sean McNulty. All had fine games for Kalash the Alley, and as I say, I'm joined by their manager, hopefully this time, John Bosco Gallagher. John Bosco, good night to you.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Good. And, first of all, congratulations. I'm sure there was a big celebration in the school today.
Oh, there was a great excitement yesterday evening when we returned back to the school. We had a cavalcade that came from all the way up on the Clannery Hotel, all the way up through the town, then back up to the school. And there was, you know, great excitement there. And then again today, you know, everybody was delighted and really happy that, you know, that we had managed to pull it off, and, you know, we're Ulster champions today, which is a great feeling.
Yeah, and the first time ever for the school as well.
First time ever, yeah. We played in an Ulster final there a couple of years ago, and unfortunately we didn't it didn't happen for us on the day. But yesterday was the first time that the school has ever won an Ulster final, so we're absolutely thrilled.
And tell me, talk to me about the Ulster campaign. Obviously you played in Donegal first, but talk to me about the Ulster campaign.
Yeah, well, we actually played our first game in Ulster prior to the Ulster to the Donegal final. We played St Mary's from Claddy in South Derry, and we beat them in Owen Beg on the 3G pitch. And then we came up against the team that put us out last year. That was Aquinas from Belfast, and they were a big, strong team. We were afraid, you know, that they do the same this year, but We played really well in the day up in Garvahy as well, and we won that game, you know, quite comfortably, really. And then we played probably one of the toughest games we had, bar the final yesterday. We played St Catharines from Killybegs in Bonacre in Irvinstown on Friday night. And, you know, it was a tight game, but, you know, we pulled away in the end. And then, you know, yesterday was the toughest one that we had.
You played well. You played with the wind, maybe a little unfortunate, or maybe just felt that you needed a goal as well as the 10 points at half time.
Yeah, we felt that we defended really well yesterday, and we felt really, you know, we were looking good. We were picking off some nice scores, yep. But we didn't get enough scores in the first half, because I'd seen them on last Thursday in their semi final. And, you know, they were so far behind at half time. I was thinking of just heading off home, because, you know, I thought the game was over. But they came back in the second half and they picked off some fantastic points, and they came back and drew level, and they went on in extra time to win it handsomely. And we knew that they were going to do the same yesterday, and they did the same yesterday. They came back at us. You know, I think we were 10 points up at one stage, and they scored 1-7.
After Mikey Sweeney got the goal, you were 10 points.
Yeah. And they scored 1-7 without reply. And, you know, I think they had they got had they gone ahead, I think we would have been in trouble. But I think Sean McNulty, you know, caught a great mark in the middle of the field from one of our kickouts because we hadn't won too many of them at that stage. And we went on and we won a free. And Owen McGeehan got that vital score for us. And I think, you know, that kicked us on again. And then we went forward again on another attack. And, you know, Sean McNulty, who had a great game, he punched the ball to the net. And, you know, soon after that, we ended up getting a penalty. And, you know, from being, you know, nearly pulled back to level, we were 7 points up again, you know, with a couple of minutes left. And I think really at that stage, you know, that there was no way back for Ballybay at that stage, I think.
Yeah. So tell me a little about the team. Just go through it quickly, maybe, if you can, off the top of your head.
Well, they're a great bunch. I've been working with them from since first year. And, you know, 2 years ago, we were beaten in an under-16 final. But they're lads from, you know, from different clubs. You know, if there's some lads from Unions and then Letterkenny Gales, and there's a lad from Fannet Gales, and one of the lads then is from, or he's playing out in Glenswally. So there's a huge mix of clubs there that we would normally, you know, be, you know, local clubs. But, you know, like, for example, Mikey Sweeney, I was talking to my father there this evening, Jimmy Ricky, and he was telling me that Mikey's grandfather, Hughie Sweeney, he won a championship medal with Gwydor in 1941, playing in the full forward line, and that's where Mikey ended up playing yesterday. And, you know, you've got other lads like the two McGeehans, you know, who have huge pedigree there, like from their, you know, grandfather on
Parler, yeah.
And on both sides, you know, with Michael Ronahan, who also played with Ulster. So, you know, they're getting it from both sides of the family. And, you know, other lads like Gaelan McGinley was in UCD. We thought we wouldn't get him for the game, but he got away. He won a prize there in the All Yog this year, and he was in UCD for the week, so we were delighted to have him. So, and Connor McMenamin, for example, like Connor plays rugby with the Ulster Under 19 team.
Yeah, he won an All Star Award this year, did he?
He did. And you know, he had a fantastic game yesterday, like in the middle of the field. So. No, there's a huge one. Then there's Liam Breen, young fellow Sean Breen, who you know has played, you know, a vital role for us this year as well. And you know, they're good lads. Ross Marley, you know, playing full back. He got a bad injury yesterday. We were kind of concerned about him, but you know, I think he's fine. He's going to be okay for the next day. So
look at John. We'd love to talk to you a little bit longer, but we have a couple other Gwydor men we want to get on here as well. But congratulations again, and I'm sure you'll celebrate for a few weeks.
Well, we're due to play actually on Saturday in the All Ireland semi final against Rathkeel from Limerick, but because of the inclement weather, that's been put off now until Saturday week. So we'll kind of put the celebrations on hold, and hopefully we'll try and get to an All-Ireland final before the end of the year.
The best of luck to you, John, and Tom, and the boys, and congratulations again.
Good to meet you, Michael, Tom.
That's John Bosco Gallagher there, manager of manager of Colas Daly, who won that Ulster O'Doherty Cup yesterday in Garvahy, defeating Ballybay Community School in that final. Well, as I said, I have another couple of Gwydor men on the line, and good night, Niall.
All right, Tom. Hi, thanks.
Good, and have we got Tom Bug there as well? Good night, Tom.
Yeah, EY.
Well, congratulations, and we'll start with you, Niall, captain of a Gwydor team that won an Ulster title, the first Gwydor team ever to do it.
Yeah, it was a big day for the club, I suppose. After last year, we got beaten in the semi-final, and at the start of the year, we set out to obviously win Donegal first and take a step by step, and also once we got to that semi-final spot, it was all about getting to the final, and then obviously there, Sunday we come by there, we took the cup home, and it was a big day for the parish now, and just a journey. It's a good way to finish the journey at underage level now, and it was just a great day for the club now, Tom.
And you did it the hard way as well, because you had to play me round, hadn't you?
We did, surely. We played with all the nonsense the first game, and we were missing lads at college exams during that time, and a few injuries as well also. And every game as we went on, we had injuries and boys missing, and I suppose that's when the sense of the panel came into play. And as you can see then, we had a strong panel, and every day of the night there was probably a different man in the match, and different men stood up, and I suppose that was the key to winning Ulster in our title, Tom.
Yeah, and how important was it to win it this year, given, you know, there's great expectation with this bunch of players?
Well, I suppose looking on the outside, but the only pressure that we have is probably within ourselves, and it's something that we wanted to achieve. We didn't really mind what people were saying outside of the circle, but as a bunch of players, it was just one thing that we always wanted to achieve, because at under-16 level, We got put out in the first round against Ramor United. And then also at minor level, we couldn't compete. We had the conference was too late. And then also then last year, obviously, we lost in the semi-final. So I suppose it wasn't any pressure outside the circle, just within the circle, that we just wanted to prove ourselves with an Ulster. And obviously, Sunday we come by there, we just done the job, and just nice to get that medal in the back pocket.
Yeah, and of course, as you mentioned, a big squad of players, and you that squad was tested right through, because as you said, you were missing key men at all stages.
Ah, it was massive. And I think the first game we were missing, it was Gary McFadden, Shane really, and Keane was obviously injured, so I took him until the final. And then the quarterfinal, we had a few injuries as well. James Boyle got injured before the quarterfinal. And then the semi-final again, there was men missing to him. And I suppose last year we went up there and we had a lot of injuries. And we got black cards and red cards, and we just didn't have the strength of the panel to pull through. But this year now, we had a lot of younger lads coming to the panel at minor level. And a lot of lads that are just out of minor stood up to the plate. And as you said, that's the strength of the panel that showed for the whole tournament.
And you could enjoy the final as well. Won it pretty easy.
Well, I suppose we were looking at videos with Lavi, and they kind of pride themselves on getting ahead and staying in defensive shape. But luckily, well, Eamon got the first goal, and that settles into the game nicely, and they had to adapt their game plan slightly and come out a wee bit, and that kind of left them a wee bit exposed in the back. And of course, then Keane popped up with the three goals at his pace, so it kind of put a bit of a grass in the scoreline there.
Yeah, so celebrations are over at this stage, I'm sure.
Oh, they are, surely. Now, we had a big night on Sunday night, and I suppose boys had to head back to college and work and stuff, and there wasn't an idea of celebrations, but now we had the Sunday night, and I suppose the seniors are... We're out now on Saturday in the Gilthert, so everything's just on top of each other, Tom, and we had one night anyway, and we enjoyed ourselves.
And as I said, I'm joined by the manager as well, Tom Bug Gillespie, the man that has guided this group of players to the final and won it. And I suppose you've been working with this group for quite a while, but first of all, Tom, obviously great satisfaction in winning it.
Definitely so, Tom. It was great to, to win it, and... You know, the first Donegal team as well, the one the Ulster under-21. So, you know, it's a great achievement. You know, maybe, you know, when that day the final was on, you know, after you won in it, you know, there's a lot of emotion, and you don't realize the achievement until maybe a couple of days afterwards, and. You know, when you sit down and think about it, but it's massive for the club going forward, Tom.
Yeah, and it's massive for this group of players as well, because let's be honest about it, this is the group of players that everybody is looking to, and I know other clubs in the county are fearing them, but everybody that follows football is watching this Gweedore squad of players, and the question is now, will they go on and do well at senior level?
Well, I feel they will go on. I think... You know, they're a very driven bunch of players, and they're very committed. And I think they want to go to the next level now, and that senior championship level. And probably, you know, hopefully, it's not easy making the breakthrough at senior championship. You see, teams like Kilkerr, it took them maybe 2 or 3 years to get there. You know, and you know, probably Kilkerr last year. You know. People were giving out the way they played in the final, but, you know, Kilkerr learned from the year before, and, you know, winning ugly, you have to admire them, and, you know, what they've done, and maybe they won ugly last year, but at the same time, they made the breakthrough, and there'll be a serious team, and you know, to beat this year. So we'll probably have to go the same route, and, you know, we have a lot of experienced players as well at the club, you know, the three McGee's and Kevin Cassidy and Warren McNeilers and James Carroll and boys like that. So, you know, with the mix of youth and experience, you know, we're hoping to, you know, make the breakthrough at senior level, Tom.
Well, we'll stick with the under-21 squad at the moment. You've been working with these boys, Tom, from a very young age, haven't you?
Yeah, well, we started at under-12, you know, probably around about 2007, and you know, we walked away with them. Myself and Shane Dever, you know, did most of the training with them. And to be fair, you know, they bought into what we were doing, and you know, we improved every year. You know, when we started off, St Unions were you know, beating us by 20-30 points. And you know, to be honest, now we put in a lot of work, has been put in with this group of players. But you know, they're very easy to work with, and they're a very committed bunch. And they want to improve all the time. And you see that, you know, once we made the breakthrough at under 14, winning the county league, in 2010, you know, that was a breakthrough. And after that, we improved every year after that, Tom.
And obviously, it's a very talented bunch of players. There's not many clubs can come with so many talented players all at the one time.
Yeah, well, it is a talented group, but, you know, we put a lot of emphasis on, you know, the skills and everything, and the tackle and everything, and that's been, you know, there's layers and layers of it going on, year on, and so, you know, the lads do improve and they buy into it, and as well as that, we put a lot of them up to county development squads as well, and, you know, that brought them on as well, as players, you know. So, everything helps, Tom.
And obviously now they have created a winning habit.
Yeah, well, there's a serious team, all right, and there's some great leaders in that team, you know. Freeland, Cian Mulligan, Gillespie, Kevin McBride, Gary McFadden, the two old wheels. They're serious leaders, Michael Carroll as well, and, but also the club players that are there as well are top-notch, and you can see that in the Ulster campaign when we had to use the squad. No matter who came in, they were able to do a job and hold on to the jersey as well. Tom?
Yeah, and there has, a couple of players come through from the last couple of years, minors as well, hasn't there?
Yeah, well, we brought in Mikey Boyle and Ethan Hacken and Mark McFadden from the minors. They're talented footballers, and we had to use Hacken up against on the mound because Conor Boyle was injured, and we had to use him, and he won the game for us that day with a goal and a point. And he's only 17, he's late, but at the same time he's going to be a quality footballer, Tom.
So what next?
Well, probably there's 10 or 11 of this team that are over age now, under 21 level, Tom, and they'll be moving up to senior and reserves now, Tom, and that's probably the next challenge now, is to try and probably get them into the senior team. And, we had a good year last year going into we got to the championship semi-final, and we'll be trying to improve on that this year, I suppose, Tom.
And will Tom Bug be moving up with them?
I'm going to take a break probably this year anyway, Tom, and see what's going to happen,
That's the political answer. Look at Tom Bug and Niall Friel. Thanks indeed for joining us, and congratulations again. A great victory, and a great squad of players as well, and to come through Ulster and to come through from the quarterfinals, and having picked up so many injuries. What's the latest on Kieran Gillespie, Tom? He's out, and he's a big loss to the county as well.
Yeah, he's out for maybe probably another couple of months anyway. He's back doing rehab, and he's doing rehab. So he's a surgery and everything done. So he's probably on rehab at the minute. So I'd say he's out for 5 or 6 months anyway.